Ufta means noticing non-Norwegians at a church dinner using lefse for a napkin.
All right.
Hi, everybody. This is the good stuff. That was good. That was good stuff. I've got some Texas laws that probably ought to be taken off the books, but okay. They're entertaining. We'll talk about those. First off, though, I want to talk about Tri-State Livestock News. You know, you can trust these guys. They are all into all things agriculture, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read, and you can check it out. Go to tsln.com.
Well, we've got music concerts coming up at the Black Hill Stock Show and Rodeo now. This weekend, Tanner Usray with Guinea Fielder and Old 60 with Rob Langdon coming up February 7th. So check that out. And, of course, all this week long, the Cinch Trade Show and Western Art Show and Sale will be going on at the Monument in Rapid City. All part of the Black Hill Stock Show and Rodeo. You need to check it out.
And we're going to say it again. Happy New Year, of course, from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora. They're hoping this year is bright with opportunity, strength, and the timeless values of our Western heritage from North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame.
Ufta, forgetting your mother-in-law's first name.
Yeah.
Ufta.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right. So what do you got from Texas for us, you said?
Yeah, I've got some Texas laws that are kind of entertaining. You know how people dig those up every once in a while? This is important, though, so make note. You cannot sell your organs in Texas, but blood and hair are fine.
You can sell blood and hair
right.
in Texas.
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
There's a penal code. We don't care. It's illegal to sell human organs or tissue, including kidneys, lungs, hearts, eyes, and skin. A violation is classified as a Class A misdemeanor, which can carry penalties of up to a year in jail and a fine up to $4,000.
It's just a misdemeanor, huh?
Yeah, but that'd be a bummer to have to go to jail after you gave up your lungs, heart, eyes, and skin.
It would be tough.
Milking someone else's cow is considered theft.
Really? Okay.
You're going to jail for milking that cow. If you ever wondered whether you can milk a neighbor's cow. And how many, everybody raise their hand if you've wondered if you could milk the neighbor's cow without asking.
And this is in Texas, right?
Yeah, in Texas. Yeah. They have a clear answer if you should or shouldn't, and it's absolutely no. Early Texas law treated unauthorized milking as its own offense, reflecting just how valuable livestock was at one time. Historical notes in the state's penal code show the prohibition dates back to the mid-1800s, when even small losses could have had real economic consequences. Very interesting.
I'd like to see that in the court news.
Yeah, no
guilty.
Kidding.
Milking the neighbor's cow.
Yep, yep. Now, this is more modern times when windshield wipers are required, even if you don't have a windshield.
No kidding. Huh.
So I guess you just have to walk around Texas with a windshield in your hand.
That's right.
Texas law requires, it does say vehicles. Okay, never mind. Texas law requires vehicles to have functional windshield wipers, but it does not require every vehicle to have a windshield. In fact, the windshield itself isn't a mandatory inspection item under the Texas Transportation Code, which actually surprises me because that's your bug screen, so you're not.
It makes sense to have a windshield, yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. And sitting on the sidewalk can cost you $500.
Ooh.
That's pretty stiff.
Yep.
Under Galveston city ordinances, sitting on the sidewalk can result in a fine of up to $500, particularly when it involves loitering or blocking pedestrian passage. The rules are intended to keep walkways clear and manage the use of public spaces, especially in busy tourist areas. Enforcement typically hinges on whether the sidewalk is obstructed, but the ordinance itself is broadly written. As a result, the severity of the penalty often surprises visitors who don't realize that a casual rest in the wrong place could come with a hefty price tag.
Oh, and the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County and the Valentine area, whether it's the Bowering Sandhills Ranch over by Merriman, or one of the great museums here in Valentine, Centennial Hall, or Cherry County Historical Society. You can find out a lot of local history, and it starts by going to visitvalentine.com.
And I think we're going to wrap things up, Mike. This one is a doozy. You're not allowed to release obnoxious odors in an elevator.
Ooh, I guess not.
Under Port or Arthur City Code, it's illegal to emit noxious or obnoxious odors in an elevator. The law falls under public nuisance and health regulations. While it's rarely enforced today, it technically remains valid, making it one of the more unintentionally relatable laws still on the books. That's down there in Texas. So be careful what you do.
And that's the good stuff.